There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning.
You are listening to the Daily Doctrine Devotional. This is a daily podcast designed to teach and preach Bible doctrine each weekday throughout the year. This is Evangelist Tim McVeigh asking you to please let others know about this podcast so that they can subscribe or tune in each weekday. At the end of the podcast, we will provide you with subscription information as well as contact information for our ministry. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God.
And the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the redeemed. Song of the redeemed.
Thank you for tuning in this week to the podcast. This is our Monday edition of the podcast, a new week here. We certainly are thankful for that. We thank the Lord for those of you that prayed for us. Thank the Lord he's recovered us fully. And we certainly appreciate the prayers of the saints of God. And we had a good day yesterday in the house of God. I wanted to announce that more, but was unable to with not being able to record due to sickness. And so we certainly thank the Lord for that. We are looking forward to being in the state of Maine. We're going to be there on Sunday at the South Liberty Baptist Church. Be there for the morning and early afternoon service. And then, Lord willing, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And they'll be announcing some other services in Maine while we're up there. And we certainly are looking forward to that. We're back in the book of Hebrews in chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, and we're dealing, of course, with this holiest of all. We're dealing with that covenant. We're dealing with that rod that budded, the pot. And by the way, the Word of God tells us this, the golden pot that had manna. Thank God for that picture of the Word of God, type of the Word of God. That food that always sustains that person of Jesus Christ. In the New Testament church, that's him. And he goes on, he speaks of the cherubims, the mercy seat. All of these things are in that what? The holiest of all. That place where Aaron could enter in, that great high priest once a year could go in. And the Word of God said these things were thus ordained. The priest went always into the first tabernacle, accomplishing the service of God. That's reaching every one of us would bring that offering, bring that sacrifice. And we would come and offer the sacrifice at the door. Or offer it its right place. That priest would take it in and offer it for us. That was done by those priests. That was done. The Word of God said on this wise, always, amen, thank God for that, into the first tabernacle. But into the second went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the errors of the people. Now, the Word of God there uses the word errors. I wouldn't correct or change that for anything. That's what it is. Sin, by the way, is an error. You are in error if you are in sin. You're certainly not right. You're not truthful. You're in error. The Word of God tells us when a man was in error, according to those things, according to the Word of God, his life is not the life that he's pretending to be. Why there's error that's in his life. And the Word of God tells us this. He went in to offer that once for all for that life. And so again, we see the Word of God after the trespass offering in Leviticus chapter 8. And I'm going to read this chapter to you. And I want it to be a help. I don't want this to be tedious or neglectful or boring to you. But I'm going to read this. And then Lord willing, tomorrow we're going to read the chapter in front of this because we get understanding from the Word of God concerning these things. And I want to deal with that as well. We're in Leviticus and we're going to be in chapter 9. And it came to pass on the eighth day that Moses called Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. And he said unto Aaron, take thee a young calf for a sin offering and a ram for a burnt offering without blemish and offer them before the Lord. So here's two offerings, an offering and a burnt offering. And unto the children of Israel thou shalt speak, saying, take ye a kid of the goats for a sin offering and a calf and a lamb, both of the first year without blemish for a burnt offering. Also a bullock and a ram for peace offerings to sacrifice before the Lord and a meat offering mingled with oil, for today the Lord will appear unto you. So it's interesting that high priest Aaron, he has a ram for a burnt offering, a young calf for a sin offering. The children of Israel are going to add peace offerings to that as well as we see meat offerings to that. That's what they're going to bring to offer. And they brought that which Moses commanded before the tabernacle of the congregation. All the congregation drew near and stood before the Lord. And Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commanded that ye should do, and the glory of the Lord shall appear unto you. And Moses said unto Aaron, go unto the altar and offer thy sin offering and thy burnt offering, and make an atonement for thyself. Now, it's interesting because we're going to see that here in the scripture in the next couple of days. Jesus Christ offered himself once for sin. And that's a marvelous and a wonderful doctrine. And thank God for that. He obtained eternal redemption for us. How did he do that? The blood of Jesus Christ, his own blood. And he offered that eternal redemption. And so we see that picture, we see that type as Aaron goes in. And we also see that this is in that tabernacle made with hands, that tabernacle upon earth. Atonement is going to be made for him and for the people, and offer the offering of the people and make an atonement for them as the Lord commanded. So once he makes an atonement for himself, he's going to make an atonement. Why? He is just a man. He has been tainted. You know, the heavens were not pure in the sight of God. Why were the heavens not pure? They had to be sanctified with the blood of Jesus Christ. Why did they have to be washed? Why did they have to be sanctified? Why did they have to be cleansed? Why? Why did they have to be set apart? Because they were tainted with sin. It was there that Lucifer fell. It was there that Lucifer, as a star from heaven, fell. He sinned against an almighty God. Therefore, the heavens themselves were not pure in the sight of God. And therefore, we see this high priest was not pure in the sight of God. And we'll see, Lord willing, tomorrow we'll look, go back a chapter, and we'll look at his preparation, how he is cleansed and how that blood is covering him. And we'll see that in the scriptures. And yet, he has to go and make an offering for himself. He's still not clean. He's still not pure. Aaron, therefore, went under the altar and slew the calf of the sin offering, which is for himself. And the sons of Aaron brought the blood unto him. And he dipped his finger in the blood and put it upon the horns of the altar and poured out the blood at the bottom of the altar. But the fat and the kidneys and the caul above the liver of the sin offering he burnt upon the altar as the Lord commanded Moses. And the flesh and the hide he burnt with fire without the camp. So there's that doctrine we've taught in this podcast many times. He takes those inwards. He takes the internal. He takes the fat, the kidneys, the caul above the liver. It's the sin offering. And he burnt them up on the altar as the Lord commanded. But then the flesh and the hide, he burnt with fire without the camp. And he slew the burnt offering. Aaron's sons presented unto him the blood, which he sprinkled round about on the altar. And they presented the burnt offering unto him with the pieces thereof and the head. And he burnt them upon the altar. And he did wash the inwards and the legs and burnt them upon the burnt offering on the altar. And he brought the people's offering and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it and offered it for sin as the first. And he brought the burnt offering and offered it according to the manner. And he brought the meat offering, took a handful thereof, and burned it upon the altar beside the burnt sacrifice of the morning. That's God's way. That's God's pattern. That's God's plan. That's why David, with Onan the Jebusite, when he comes to that altar, he knows that he needs that meat offering. He buys that wheat from him to offer with that burnt offering. He understands that. And the fat of the bullock and the ram, the rump, and that which covereth the inwards and the kidneys and the caul above the liver. And they put the fat upon the breast, and he burnt the fat upon the altar. And the breast and the right shoulder, Aaron waved for a wave offering before the Lord, as Moses commanded. And Aaron lifted up his hand toward the people and blessed them and came down from offering of the sin offering and burnt offering and peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of the congregation and came out and blessed the people. And the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the people. And there came a fire out from before the Lord and consumed upon the altar the burnt offering and the fat, which when all the people saw, they shouted and fell on their faces. Word of God tells us of this. He said, these things were thus ordained. The priests went also into the first tabernacle, accomplished the service of God. But into the second, what is that? The second tabernacle, that holiest of all, went the high priest alone once every year, not without blood, which he had offered for himself and for the errors of the people. And so we see that those priests came and brought that blood. They came and offered that blood. And that priest would not go in without the blood. He offered for himself, and then he offered for the errors of the people, the manner that God had commanded. And it pleased the Lord to do that. The fire would not have come down had that not pleased God. And yet it pleased God to do so. And then he said, the Holy Ghost, this signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest, while as the first tabernacle was yet standing. And you say, well, if it's not made manifest, why are they in the holiest of all? Because they're on a tabernacle on earth. They're in that tabernacle made with hands. They're in that tabernacle that resides in that place. Eventually, then at Shiloh, now they're in the wilderness. God has made this tabernacle that they might come and offer sacrifice and come and offer offerings to him. And God has made a way for them to come into the holiest on earth. But again, this is the signification the Holy Ghost is telling us. The way into the holiest of all, the holiest of the heavens, has not yet been made. Why? Because he requires a man to go in every year to offer that sacrifice. That's how we know that Jesus Christ has not yet been offered. He said, well, as the first tabernacle was yet standing, which was a figure for the time then present, in which were offered both gifts and sacrifices. That's what the people brought. They brought gifts. They offered sacrifices. The offerings were complete. They were made. That could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience. So it's interesting because that man, Aaron, although he had the blood, he had the oil upon him, he had the consecration upon him. He had the promises of God upon him. He had the protection of God upon him. He could go into that holy place, and he could go into that holiest of all with the protection of Almighty God, because that blood and that ointment upon his ear and upon his toe and upon his thumb, that was signifying to the Lord himself that this man had come in obedience and was come to make an atonement for the people that year for the forgiveness of sins according to what God had instructed him to do. But again, it's a figure. It could not make him perfect. Why? It's pertaining to the conscience. That man himself was still a sinner. That man himself was still sin. Aaron himself had to come and offer an offering for his own sin. When? Every year. It wasn't just that first offering, which we just read. It was every year. And when Aaron died, which proved again that he was not made perfect, another priest would have to come, and he would have to come, and he would have to offer that same offering. Why would he have to do that? Because every year he had to do that, because that offering would not make him perfect. That offering was never going to make him perfect. And so now we see that God has made a way for those priests to come to make those offerings, that figure on earth. He said it's pertaining to the conscience. Their conscience could not be cleansed, which stood only in meats and drinks and divers washings and carnal ordinances opposed on them until the time of reformation. So there was a time that God used this. There was a time that God separated his servants to this. There was a time that God took his priests and separated them unto himself, took his people and separated them unto himself, but it was with carnal ordinances. He tells you that. It was things of the flesh. Do you realize any man could replicate that? Any man could fake that? Any man could pretend? And there were those that did try over time. We saw that according to the scriptures. And these men could come and say, I am the priest. I am God's priest. We see right after that chapter that Nadab and Abihu come and offer strange fire before the Lord. They realize it's a carnal ordinance. I can do this. But God had it his way. God was going to do it the way he wanted. God was going to do it the way he had commanded. Any man that came short of that came short of the glory of God. And so God made this until there was a time of reformation. What is that time of reformation? It's the person of Jesus Christ, when all things are made new. And Jesus Christ is going to change that carnal ordinance. It's no longer a man that's going to offer. It is the Lord himself. For verse 12:11 says, but Christ being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. He said, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. He didn't come every year. He's still not coming every year. He's entered in once. When he entered into that most holy place in heaven, and that blood was put upon that mercy seat, you and I might come boldly to the throne of grace. We might come through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and come into that place, and there it is, that we ourselves can have our sins forgiven. How often do we have to do that? Once. As Christ died once for sin, so you and I come once. How do we come? We come repentant. We come in contrition. We come with humility. We come by faith. We come believing that God will do what he said he would do. What did he say he would do? He came to cleanse sinners. He came to wash us from our sins. He came to purge us, to make us clean. I'm going to stop there.
There's a lost soul who's tired of his sinning, and he longs to return. return to the Lord, as he cries for forgiveness and mercy, God is waiting.
You have been listening to the Daily Doctrine Podcast with Evangelist Tim McVeigh. For correspondence, please contact us through our website and someevangelists.com and use the contact form to connect with us. You may also subscribe to the podcast through our website or search for Daily Doctrine Evangelist Tim McVeigh on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, or Amazon. To write to us, please use our church address, which is Manasseh Community Baptist Church, 70 Back Hollow Road, Blaine, Pennsylvania, 17006. Thank you for listening, and we pray that the Lord will help each of us as we study and preach the Word of God. Don't forget to subscribe and tune in tomorrow. And remember to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh.
There only was strife. Now the angels of God are rejoicing, for the prodigal child has come home, and the saints all with gladness are singing the glorious song of the Redeemer.